Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always, and when you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because when you're hanging out with me, you get to talk to people like Bob Bly. Robert W. Bly has been a freelance copywriter for, I don't know, a few decades now, especially in the area of direct marketing. McGraw-Hill calls him America's top copywriter. How about that? But I don't think of him as a copywriter. I think of him as one of the most savvy marketing guys I know out there, especially in the area of multimedia, all the different new technologies. He's the author of Make Every Second Count, which is a book about time management, also magnetic selling and foolproof marketing, et cetera, et cetera. And he's our good friend, Bob Bly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Also, there's the Marketing Plan Handbook. That's another one. Hey, Bob, there was a time when if you had a real effective ad campaign, to really have a great effective ad campaign, you know, never mind the money, never mind how much, you know, what it costs. Let's just assume you can afford it. You would have an ad in the newspaper. You would have ads on radio. You'd have ads on television. And you might even have a billboard.
Right.
And, of course, you had Yellow Pages, but that's, you know, that's an annual thing. But you'd have at least three of those four elements covered, and in your ad campaign. And there was something about people seeing you every time they got in their car. They heard you on the radio. They picked up the paper for their breakfast, and saw you in the paper. And then driving to work, while they were listening to your ad on the radio, they saw your ad on the billboard. There was something about that kind of critical mass that made people feel, hey, you know, these people are real. And that was a seriously effective strategy at one point in time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was only a few years ago. It was effective for decades, and it was still effective even a few years ago. And I was an ad manager, and it was pretty simple to pick your media. It's exactly what you said. You buy a little radio and TV, you'd have a newspaper ad, you'd have maybe an ad in a trade journal, you'd do some PR, and that was it.
Yep. And it worked, and it literally worked, as long as you delivered the goods. Now, what I'd like to talk about, see, I believe that what we just described was not an advertising phenomenon. I think it's a human being phenomenon. It was just the fact that you put the pieces, you put the bait, so to speak, in front of the folks wherever they were. I think that same thing is going on right now, but I don't think that the paper, the newspaper, or the company itself, or radio or television or those traditional medias, I don't think they're that much different. I just think that they have to go to market different. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a multimedia world now, and most advertisers are shifting a part of their budget, but not all of their budget, to electronics. So you have to integrate your website with your print ad and et cetera.
Right. Well, look at how newspapers have brought back readers that they lost by putting their paper online now.
Exactly, and you know, they still take advertising. It's just
It's electronic. The only people who really lost out are the printers, pretty much. The inks, the people who sell ink, and you know, that kind of thing. I remember, Bob, when I've been broadcasting on the radio since 97, but I started simulcasting on the internet in January of 98.
Well, you were a pioneer. Most people weren't doing it then.
Well, Microsoft didn't even have a player in those days. But I remember some of my affiliates didn't like it because I was doing that. But guess what? Within a year or so, almost all of them basically had their own stream of their entire 24/7 programming, because they realized not only could they pick up listeners in their area, broadcast area, they could pick up their friends who moved away. They could go online and listen to them.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of doing a marketing campaign has become many times more complex because of the greater media choices.
Right.
It used to be 5 choices, now it's 25.
And that's what I want. When we come back after these messages, that's the point I'm making, folks. And the whole point is that I don't think newspapers are going to go away. They're going through an adjustment right now. Radio's not going away. It's making an adjustment. Television's not going away. It's having to make an adjustment. The internet, Bob, is going to go through the same thing one day. So we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Bob Bly after these messages. How can you, as a small business owner, make some sense of all this? We'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.